You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? This is Chance here. How you doing? Most people just call me Sheriff. As crazy as that sounds. I was thinking about this Kobe death thing, so I don't know, like, maybe he is dead, but, like, I just want to play with the fact that, like, maybe he's dead right now, okay? So then, flying to Mars is fake? Like, let's just say that, okay? So, if you're investing all this money into a quote-unquote fake Mars, and it's a front, then what are you really doing behind the scenes? That's the question you gotta ask. Are you investing into the sex trade? Are you investing into slave factories? Because now we're getting onto the topic of Elon Musk when we reach those depths in Phoenix, or the general Phoenix area of Arizona. There was a Tesla factory that was filled with sex trade slaves, and Elon Musk was to blame. I mean, it's his Tesla factory, and that's why I will never buy a Tesla car, among many other reasons. I just, you know, Tesla cars creep me out. It's bad enough that my phone creeps me out, right? But then you have a car that is like your phone, I guess. Like, I don't know, it's too much, you know what I'm saying? That is just, like, way too much. Like, you know, I drive a car to drive a car. I don't drive a car to be Inspector Gadget, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you got this whole SpaceX station, right? Like, you're the owner of this company, you got this whole SpaceX station, right? But the more we find out about NASA and the moon and all that, the more we find out that that's all a lie, right? So that's all a lie. And so it's like everything that has to do with that keeps you preoccupied from thinking about sex trade and man boy love and gross things like that. And just think about abortion. Don't think about that. Think about judicial systems. Don't think about that. Think about Trump. Don't think about that. Think about it. All types of things to keep you off of that man, boy, love, quote unquote, mafia. Man, boy, mafia, they're calling themselves. Alrighty then. So I'm just wondering, like, is that what Elon Musk is about? You know what I'm saying? Is this what he's all about? Because, I mean, he did make some veiled threats on his Twitter. I issued an open challenge. He didn't even respond. Instead, that little pussy boy talked shit behind my back. He think he a kingpin. Let me tell you about Nikola Tesla. Nikola, free energy. He made energy free. He made energy renewable by itself. You put little magnets into the magnet spin and it generates energy, and you'll never have to charge anything ever again. And instead of doing that, General Electric killed him because they saw him as competition. Instead of making devices that were like that, you know, and coming up like that, like, oh, well, you know what I mean? Like, make a come up. Like, why you gotta kill people off? Like, make a come up off of that. Like, you gotta think right. You gotta be thinking right. If you wanna be the kingpin, you gotta really be thinking like a kingpin. I mean, look, dude. We got even, like, Uber helicopters. Like, alright. Okay. Because if General Electric wants to keep on the way they are, then why, see, what I don't understand is why things like helicopters exist if they're, like, so bad for the atmosphere. I mean, like, if you could take an Uber helicopter, right? And it's just that easy if you got the cash like that, you know? And it's just bad for the atmosphere. Then why are there so many helicopters allowed to fly? Like, I don't get it, man. If airplanes are so bad for the environment, why are we allowed to fly that? Why is there an office inside of one? Air Force One. I mean, we talk about all these people doing all this crap, but we don't ever talk about the president doing all this. I mean, like, we didn't even talk about the tropical storms that he was fighting. How did the tornado come directly for Florida? Like, it was going to directly, it was coming for a direct hit, right? And how did he stay home instead of flying somewhere and combat that? Like, really, I'm asking you. How did he combat that? What did he do? Why do we not know about this? You know what I'm saying? And he's got this little laser pointer and he's pointing at the chart, trying to explain it to, he ain't telling you nothing. He ain't telling you nothing. That ain't nothing he's telling you. He pointed, he's keeping you preoccupied, bro. While they do it, but they do more. Just keep you from questioning stuff like that. I mean, like, what are tropical storms anyways? Are they fake floods? Cause let's talk about Houston precipitation especially. That place gets slammed with water. I grew up there, I know. It stays slammed with water. I mean, it got hit with water so bad that Trump went and did a survey. Saw that thing, the Trump survey. He went and surveyed and then was just like, yep, good job, see ya. I mean, I don't understand, like, what is the point? Like, what is the point of you being president and then you going and visiting somewhere? Like, why? Why did you do that? I mean, I didn't see you, like, helping nobody out. Like, I don't know. But, like, what did you do there? Like, do I got to look it up again and just see what it was? Because from all I understand is that you just drove through. I mean, like, what, you stalking me, bro? You want to go see my old neighborhood? You trying to figure me out, bro? Huh? What's up with that? Tell me all about it, bro. Because, Lucy, you got some explaining to do. You know, Trump was acquitted. We're going to talk about the Trump acquittal. I mean, he delivers some really weird remarks. Like, he was like, afterwards, he was like, what did he say? Man, I can't even remember, dude. Oh, my God. That just, he went on and on. They said he spoke for like an hour. 2 hours, like, I don't know, hour and a half, I don't know. He was talking for a long time though, a really long time. Like, that was crazy, right? Oh man, State of the Union address, man. It's just, we need to talk about this Trump acquittal. Like, he got acquitted just like it was planned, and like, the whole thing is over now. It's like, yay, it's over. Oh, wait, but it's not over. Because they're going to keep recycling crap. Like, what, the Mueller testimony? Like, I don't understand. I have no idea. Like, it's getting pathetic at this point. The whole charade. Not just the Democrat part. Not just the Republican part. Not just the bipartisanship. Not just the partisanship, not just the bipartisan partisanship, the whole thing, the whole charades, the whole bucket of worms, the whole bag of dirt, all of it, buckets of it, just boatloads, just bags of dirt. Imagine that showing up in your doorstep, just bags of dirt. Like, yeah. This whole thing, man. It's stupid. It's what you would see in school. It's schoolyard bullying. And, like, I get it. Like, if you slung things at each other on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, on a platform, you know, snide remarks on Twitter to give the person a chance to come back from it or something, you know. But it's another thing, like, to just be a schoolyard bully. Like, for ratings? Like, what is this? For money? For extortion? Like, it's getting so pathetic. Like, y'all are trying so hard. And it's like, just watching you. All of you. Like, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Even Trump. Like, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Because it's a shit show. I'm not even gonna lie. It's a shit show. It really is. And it's pathetic. And I just have no idea what you guys are even doing anymore. You come out with, oh, we did this, oh, we did great, wonderful. But those are very small, minuscule things on a grand scale of everything.